Welcome to Living the Present Moment, the podcast. Hold on, you move too fast. Gotta make the moment last. Kicking off those Sunday shoes. Getting down and feeling groovy. My name is Dr. Joel Ying, and I'm a physician, educator, and storyteller. This podcast, I wanted to start off with a little fun. It's part of my blog at livingthepresentmoment.com. I host an online study group with live interviews and conversations with people of passion and purpose doing interesting things and living their present moment. I've decided to make a stretch and start sharing these interviews as a podcast to reach a wider audience like you out there. So stay tuned. I plan to release approximately once every 2 weeks. Now, what does it mean to live in the present moment? Eckhart Tolle calls it living in the now. For me, it means not being trapped by the wounds of my past, but healing and transcending them. It also means not being paralyzed by the fears and anxieties for the future, but experiencing this present moment right now. And often it does mean slow down. This is the only moment that I can change, the moment that I could heal in, the moment that I can grow. Brother David Steindl-Rast describes spirituality as aliveness. To be filled with spirit is to be alive. Today's modern world often traps us in our minds. Rene Descartes told us, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. And when we live not just in our minds, however, we begin to also feel the sensations of our body and experience our emotions in a healthy way and connect to our spiritual purpose. When we live in this multidimensional way, only then can we live a full and balanced life in which we feel alive. Now, I've been exploring this topic of presence, grounding, centering, balance in many different ways over the many different years. I might even say that I think this is a topic of life experience that we're all seeking out. My history began with a split between art and science in high school. I gravitated to science. I love logic and certainty of the scientific method. My undergraduate degree took me to computer science, but then I took a hairpin turn and ended up in medical school. I left the safety of the classroom and the multiple choice tests, and I discovered something really interesting. People do not follow the rules of logic and certainty. It was a slow transformation from science geek to alternative doctor. When I found my Tai Chi community, that moved me in the direction of holistic medicine, and I began to bridge the traditional and the alternative. I think beyond the Western framework of medicine to bring a connection between the body, mind, emotion, and spirit. When I first met Dr. John Upledger, the founder of craniosacral therapy in West Palm Beach, he introduced me to the hands-on healing modality of craniosacral therapy. And that moment opened me up to a new definition of healing. I realized that while the prescription pad is sometimes necessary, there were other tools that we could heal with. And that's how I began my healing journey. In 2008, I shifted from working in the hospital to opening a practice in Naples, Florida. I shifted to a more holistic and integrative approach, and I began to see my role more as an educator. I adopted the model of counseling and health coach. I used my knowledge and my experience to help my patients map out a road to wellness. And I taught that link that for me was so valuable of physical health, emotional well-being, mental clarity, and spiritual direction. And today, this is the bridge I use for traditional and alternative healing to take people from where they are to a new, healthier place. At about that same time as opening my practice, I joined Toastmasters to help me improve with public speaking. And from there, I was introduced to the power of storytelling. I am now a storytelling performer. You can read more about that journey at drjoelstoryteller.com. That's drjoelstoryteller.com. Storytelling has shifted my medical practice as well, because I realize that stories connect us. Stories heal us. Understanding my patients in the context of their story, I realize that I can offer a new story of healing and health. In this age of information, it's not facts and figures that inspire, but rather the power of story to create emotion and move us into action. I've attended diverse workshops, and from a scientific background, I always struggle to make sense, to understand in that Western model. But as a longtime Tai Chi student, I also have that Eastern model and that concept of energy and qi, and it's become part of my holistic and integrative approach. My studies have shown me that healing happens on all levels, not just body, but also mind, emotion, and spirit. I am by no means a guru on this topic of living the present moment. I'm still an understudy, and that's why I'm interviewing people. I like to share the wisdom that I have learned and also continue to learn in these interviews. Many years ago, I started these interviews of friends and friends of friends just for fun, because I wanted to know more and I wanted to gain some practical wisdom. That grew into a study group series over the past year where I've recorded many conversations and many interviews. And I've made many connections through this process, and I'm really excited to continue to learn more. When someone asked me about my blog when I just started it, they immediately said, "Oh, it's a spiritual blog." And part of me rejected that right away. But when I think of spirituality as aliveness, as connecting to that quality of aliveness, I realize that I can drop all those projections and things that I think about what it means to be spiritual and actually just enter into that place of connection to this quality of aliveness. And I'm open to all the possible tools for living the present moment, including meditation, contemplation, prayer. There's the conscious movement of yoga and Tai Chi, the grounding of drumming, the ecstatic states of singing and dancing, and many others that I will continue to learn about from many different traditions, many different teachers, and sometimes just from ordinary people. In this interview series, I look for that quality of aliveness that I see in people, and I think, I want more of that. As a storyteller, I'm captivated by the power of story to connect and transmit experience in a way that reason and logic cannot. And so I always ask my guests to share their stories, because I want to learn from their stories. I want to learn from their practical wisdom of how they live their life. I share my thoughts during these conversations to create a comfortable place and a fertile ground for both of us to communicate, to connect, and to grow. And I've grown from each of these conversations, from all of these interviews. They've expanded my mind to places I've not thought about before. Many of the guests have touched me deeply in emotional places that I've not been to. And some ignite my own passion and my own purpose. I've grown over the past year from these interviews of my study group series, and that's the reason I'm excited to share it with a wider audience and make it into a podcast. I'm continuing to do these interviews, but I'm going to release them slowly, review them, bring with some information in the podcast on my blog. Stay tuned for the audio releases. I plan to do it probably on Fridays. I'm going to start out every 2 weeks and maybe go to weekly if that works out. If you like this series, please consider supporting the podcast. You can visit livingthepresentmoment.com/podcast for more information. Email me your feedback and suggestions for improvement. I'm always open to new ideas and new interviews. You can support by just listening, by being part of the audience. Also, consider subscribing to my study group. That's where I start the interviews, and I store them so you can get early access to all the recordings as I make them. That's where I've put all the recordings over the past year, so you don't have to wait for them to all be released onto the podcast. You can find that on my website as well at livingthepresentmoment.com, and just go to the study group. I'm also looking for any sponsors who would like to advertise, anything that seems to fit into this topic. And as well, you can always make a donation. So I have a donate button on the website under the podcast section. Thank you very much for joining me on this journey of Living the Present Moment, the podcast. It's an interview series with people of passion and purpose, doing interesting things, living their present moment. And please remember, hold on, you move too fast. Gotta make the moment last. Have a beautiful day.